Good evening. You are listening to Skip Intro. I'm Lee Chui Lin. In the studio with me today, Ian McNally, Bahi Yusuf and Julian Yap. And today's show is going to be about endings, or more specifically, it's going to be about TV shows that ended well. And we thought it would be good to talk about because, well, Game of Thrones ended its run yesterday, and we're not going to spoil anything about Game of Thrones, at least. So for our thoughts on that, do check out our podcast. It is already out. You can find it on bfm.my/skipintro. And it's called A Song of Ice and Spoilers. So for all your Game of Thrones chat, go there. But for the rest, Game of Thrones hasn't had the easiest final season. And that's not an uncommon problem, especially for TV shows that have done pretty well. So what are the ones that you think have ended really well? Series finale, just, you know, landed the plane.
I had to go back looking through all the DVDs, cases of TV series I've bought, and looking through notes and other things. And it's a lot of TV shows end badly. It seems to be an endemic. But what came up to me was the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, All Good Things, which ends the seventh year of The Next Generation. I was kind of in my teens watching that, growing up with that crew. That was my crew, you know, like your first Doctor Who is whoever you first get into the show with. And it really just, it has these great feelings for a final episode. Because it's a science fiction show, they can play with time travel, where John Delancey's Q character pops up again and has another, he's just playing with Jean-Luc Picard again. And this time he has him split between three time zones, one of which is the first episode, Encounter at Farpoint, which is 7 years previously in the show's timeline, his present, and then 25 years in the future. And it's showing how the characters were, how they are, and how they will be if they don't maintain their familial bonds they've built over the series. And it just played with all the tropes of the show incredibly well. And there's a final shot, like once it involves a time anomaly that works backwards through time. And that's the thing. It's like what happened in the first episode. Those first two seasons of The Next Generation are incredibly rough. But the Q stuff stuck around, this whole idea of these omnipotent creatures who are just like testing humanity. And the idea that the test never failed, and these 7 years of adventures have all been part of the trial. And if we pass, if Jean-Luc passes this trial, then humanity will be allowed to travel the starways and evolve, I think, is really nice. And it also has the family thing where Jean-Luc Picard, his own family has died over the course of the series. He's always been a little bit aloof. And at the very last shot of the show, he joins his crewmates in playing their weekly poker game. And because he knows if they don't do these kind of things in the future, they'll all drift apart and they'll be angry and bitter at each other and all this kind of stuff. And so they don't need to prevent that future because the Enterprise gets a cool third nacelle instead of blowing up in generations. But it's just really sweet. Like they will be this crew. They will go on and have their adventures. No one has to die to end the series. It's just like you can imagine them now happily having their adventures going on until CBS All Access brings the Picard show now this many years later. So it was a perfect ending that they don't need to go back to.
And it was one that was also brought up, I believe, on Twitter.
Oh, yes. Nick Nadzu Iskander also said the same. It's the Next Generation. It sticks out.
Well, for me, I'm gonna go with The West Wing, a 2006 political show written by Aaron Sorkin.
Never heard of it.
Walk and talk.
Walk and talk. And I think I like the way they ended the series because, for me, that wasn't a show that is big. It wasn't fantastical. I guess nowadays it is kind of fantastical with the way Republicans and Democrats are actually talking to each other. But I think the way it ended was really, really nice because as a political show, as an American presidential show, the term ends and the next person has to come in. So in the last the last two seasons of the show, they followed essentially the next presidential candidate. So there is a real handing off of the show, essentially. So in my head, it's almost like season 8 through 24 are all about President Matt Santos and how he's taken over from Rob Bartlett. So I like that there is an ability to continue in my own head. I don't need them all to die. I don't need for the show to have an ending. I like that the universe continues. That we also got a comment for The West Wing by Austin Stacks.
Austin Stackaboo.
Austin Stackaboo, great name.
And the Lynch for Gendry is his title.
Yeah, I don't even know. But yeah, I think the way the West Wing does it, it's very much in character to the show. It's very much in in the identity of the show and its characters.
That's key, isn't it, when it comes to ending? I think what happens with some shows is you see a mad rush towards the finish line, or sometimes also you find shows, I think, that have had maybe two bad seasons and then it ends. And so by the time they get to the ending, even if it's great, you're just like,
don't care.
The steam has run out.
Yeah, I think we were talking about Scrubs a little bit earlier, Julian and I. And that falls in that category where the final episode is like, great.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, is it?
It is.
But how long did that go on for?
I think 8-9 seasons.
No, it was longer, wasn't it?
It was, I think, up to 10.
And I think
because I would flick on the TV, it was there, and there was a whole new cast of doctors, and I was just like,
do that thing where they suddenly went from a hospital to a teaching hospital. Then there's a lot now there's kids. I think James Franco's younger brother was in it.
Oh yeah, no, this is completely ignoring all of that.
Oh,
this
then
is
they came back to it.
No, they did a spin-off. So this is completely ignoring that. This is very much the JD walking through the hallway
with
that
memories.
Book of Love playing.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
It was a beautiful ending, but the show had sucked.
Yeah,
I hadn't. So that's a difficulty.
It's just the same that'll happen with The Simpsons eventually.
Well, who knows when that's going to be?
Yeah.
Now Austin Stack Sabu, I'm assuming, which is your name, also brought up Mad Men.
I want to talk about Mad Men because I think it's the show that ended so beautifully and was done just throughout that I hold all TV shows up to. I think I am afraid of watching just a show that is so long because it's not going to end and it's not going to tie up so well as Mad Men does.
I'm not sure about it. I mean, I loved the show. For me, I loved everything right up till that last moment. And I'm just going, what is going on right
he's
now?
He's an admin.
No, I know, but like to suddenly then play that iconic Coca-Cola ad, I'm just like, wait, does it mean he came up with it? What? I didn't know what it was
like. I love the ambiguity of it. I like that it feels serene. I like that it feels right almost.
It feels surreal.
Serene. Serene and
surreal.
I know, surreal.
But I thought it felt surreal.
Sure.
I get that. And maybe that's also because we see a displaced Don. You know, by the end, he's very displaced. He's not where he knew to be. He's not home. And he's not in a suit. He's wearing, you know, this white shirt and sitting cross-legged and attempting to meditate
he's
or whatever
California.
It is.
He's in California, man.
I know, but whatever passes for meditation in Don Draper's mind, you know, it's
the Coca-Cola
jingle. It's beautiful. Talk about true to character. Yeah.
Ultimately, he has some peace, a little bit of peace. We don't know. He's probably going to go back to drinking after that, which is fine. But
he's going to drink Coke instead.
Yeah. But then I like, not just, you know, with Don, I like everything that he did with all of the characters.
That's exactly what I was going to say,
It didn't feel that, you know, it wasn't like they won and no one got their comeuppance. No one wins. No one loses. Everyone feels that they end up where they should be in the best place that they can because of the decisions that they made before that. But it kind of feels that it will go on, like you said, with the West Wing. And that feels nice. And it has a very, I don't know, there's a grim 60s nuclear feeling about the ending of it.
It almost
and I
feels
like
you guys don't know what's coming up in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Yeah.
There's a bit of optimism there that the show doesn't have throughout. So I like that.
It also respects that we don't just love Don, I think. It also respects that through the course of the seasons, Don Draper isn't the only person that you want to know the ending of. I desperately wanted to know what would happen to Pete Weasel Campbell. Like, you know, I grew to be very, very fond of the guy. I wanted to know. And Peggy Olson is, you know, my spirit animal forever and always. So they were respectful of that, you know, of the fact that every character needed to have some sort of resolution, some sort of ending. And they gave us that. So, yeah.
And not in a way that it panders to you.
No, I didn't
think
feel
that was
way.
Important to me as well.
We're talking today about TV series that we think ended well since Game of Thrones just ended, marking a change in our times. Let us know what yours are. We're going through some of the messages that we've received, but you can keep them coming. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY. Write us at movies@bfm.my.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Skip Intro with Lynn, Julian, Bahe, and Ian. Today, we are talking about TV series that ended well. A harder challenge than some might imagine, especially when there's a lot of expectations and love attached to it. So we've run through Star Trek Next Generation, we've gone through West Wing and Mad Men, and when we opened this up, there was one show that just kept coming and coming and coming, and, you know, tweeted in by people including LWD, Nizam, Clang River, Ryan, just like a lot of people, and it was also mine, and it is Breaking Bad, which is great. Breaking Bad is one of the great passions of my TV life, meaning it was a show that I watched and fell desperately in love with from the moment that he stepped out in his tidy whities on the road. And I was like, what is this even? And I watched it. I lost sleep. I binged it because by the time I got there, I got there just before season 5 began. So I had quite a bit of ground to cover, but it also hadn't ended. So I had the anxiety of knowing that I was still going to be there for the finale. But also I had time to catch up.
Wait, so you didn't watch it live?
I didn't. I watched it when, by the time they'd gotten up to 4 seasons.
I think awesome. I got as far as season 2 when they were around the same time. Oh, and then events
the
took place.
The only one that watched it live.
That watched it in real time, yeah. So and there were so many, similar to Mad Men, right, where you have one big anti-hero that becomes the guy, where you have Walter White / Heisenberg, say my name, Mr. Hat. You've got that guy. But you've also got all these other characters that you really care about. There's so many intertwining stories. There's so many different disparate things. And the ending of Breaking Bad, not to spoil it for anyone, because I recognize there are people still watching it, still catching up. It does it well. Yeah. I thought it did it beautifully.
It's a satisfying ending.
Very.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since I saw it when it came out, but I remember the last image of that episode. And it's just and I think it fills that same void of like, depending on who you are as a person, because I've asked a few people, some people were like, nah, he's fine, he goes on. And then some people go like, I don't know about that. Yeah, so it leaves enough ambiguity, I think. And I like that.
And were you okay with the point at Word Manifest brought up, which is like the Gatling gun? Is there a Gatling gun?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. He's like a genius person.
I'm not. I mean,
it's not a problem for you guys.
It's not even goofy. It's completely logical within the world. Of the stuff that he's done, he's made bombs with chemicals. Yes, he's a chemistry teacher, but it's
completely... He minored in engineering.
Completely in the world. Yeah. I don't... And he was, at one point, just the Walter White character, he was a co-founder of a multi-billion dollar company.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like...
Company is an interesting word that you're using there.
Yeah. But it's not out of character for him to be able to do that. And I'm completely fine with that. I don't know what the big deal is.
And that point about character, I mean, we come back to it time and time again, but with Breaking Bad, the characters were everything. I mean, otherwise you're just watching a drug runner movie. You know,
it's not even a good drug runner movie.
No, they're terrible. They are terrible at it. They have terrible henchmen. They just trust all the wrong people. It's, you know, but there were so many great things. And I recognize that for some people, because, say, Gus Fring, you know, happens a little bit earlier on in the show, it feels like the big bad almost is not there in the last season. But I think that's the point, for the recognition to be that the big bad was always the person the show was about in many ways.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, Breaking Bad, an all-time great. Loved it. So we've also been getting others that we haven't mentioned. Let's just go through them. Feel free to shout opinions. So we have Neural saying Prison Break.
Never really got into that. It was like the breaking out of a prison, fair enough. And then by the time I was thinking, this is when that came out, was the time you would buy the DVDs in town.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've already gone through all of 24 that's available. I should probably get something else. And then I would look at it going like, wait, they're still breaking out of prison 4 seasons later?
Yeah, I think the problem with Prison Break is that they broke out of prison.
They broke the concept.
Broke into a prison and then had to break out of that one again and then had to break in and then save someone to break out again. I was just like,
well, you went really far.
Huh? Just stop it. Yeah, yeah. I did. Yeah.
There are also some shows that had more ambiguous endings. The most famous of which is obviously The Sopranos.
Mm.
Do we have thoughts about... I haven't even seen The Sopranos I know how it ends.
You know how
it
ends. Yeah.
I think everyone knows.
I have thoughts in that I don't know why that was the decision they made because it ends on such an abrupt note.
It's just like the series is continuing as normal, is it?
I don't know.
No, I mean like up until that point, does it just feel like you're mid-season? Like there's not that much resolution?
There is a bit of a resolution. Essentially, at the last few episodes, it sort of comes back. Tony Soprano has had problems with his family and his wife, etc. So he's come back to it. So he sort of become a bit of a father, a husband again. And this was supposed to be, like, I think they were going to go to the movies or something. And in the episode, they dropped so many red herrings and just like clues that maybe, maybe not. Somebody's going to kill them. Maybe yes, maybe no. It's that guy at the bar. Maybe not. And then for them to just suddenly go blank was so annoying. It's annoying. It does. It's, you know, like I remember reading articles about it and people just go,
what the hell just happened?
No, but it's not like that. Just people just go like, did my TV blow out? Because there's,
it just goes black in a few seconds.
For a few seconds, it goes black. I think it's about 30 seconds, 40 seconds of it going black. So people just go, wait, did my TV just die? Mm. Did I lose HBO?
Is it not satisfyingly ambiguous the way that Matthew Weiner did Mad Men?
No, it's different, isn't it? It's different to just sort of drop you out of the world as opposed to kind of slowly ease you out of it. I think there's a difference there.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference. Mad Men eases you out of it and this one just turns off the TV. Oh.
Okay, we're not really running out of time, but I am going to put a time stop on this because I'm going to hand it over to Ian for Lost. And there's a limited...
Everybody does.
Which I also watched, which I also had, I think, similar problems with.
This came in from Marvin Urize, our own BFM Marvin, and he said definitely Lost. And I actually, when I tweeted this, the tweet said, we want to know your favorite TV show endings. Nobody say Lost. Because it was an interesting time for television because that was like trying to figure out what the show was about was a huge part of it. The internet wasn't quite as all-encompassing as it is now.
It's the mythology of it all.
There wasn't like 5 minutes after the episode ends, 67 articles across Vulture and Variety and The Atlantic explaining what's going on or discussions with the directors or behind-the-scenes videos. It was like all ambiguity. And I want to know what was going on with the island. What did the numbers mean? What was the smoke monster? And the answers I got were either made up or useless. And then the ending, which is supposed to be... The whole last season was the sideways verse, right? I think they went back in time at one point. There was a whole... The flashbacks became flash forwards, which was quite clever, where you end with Jack saying, we have to go back to the island.
What?
Yeah. The show always had these flashbacks to fill in the character's backstory before they got to the island. And there was at one point they'd done a whole load of these and you were thinking this is a bit weird with different references and stuff like that. And then it turned out that they were actually from the future, that was referring from the future where they'd gotten off the island. And this is like, wow, so they actually got off the island. You remember they were stuck on the island.
Yeah.
Then the last season is essentially all the characters, all the actors, but in different roles talking about stuff. And then they all end up, I don't know, should we spoil it? There's like a metaphysical ending. It's like worse than Battlestar Galactica. It's like,
I didn't mind the Battlestar Galactica.
This is just like, it's all, well, they'll all be friends again in heaven is essentially the ending. And I've never trusted anything Damon Lindelof has done ever since.
Lost, you guys. just to say.
Does that mean they were in purgatory?
Kind of, no.
Nobody knows.
Okay. So that's the thing. I'll stop asking questions. I don't know what I'm doing.
The first episode, J.J. Abrams said originally they were supposed to be in purgatory, but because everyone guessed it straight away, they had to come up with a different idea. And then I think it was season 5, they were given 7 seasons, and then they decided to end it, but they had no idea what their ending was.
So not to end it on such a bum note, because Lost really, I get it.
I feel so much better now.
It is a deeply enraging show. Quick shout out to all the people who sit Parks and Rec because regardless of how you actually feel about the finale, that show is just near perfect. Mm. So thank you for bringing that up.
I have a problem. I can't finish the show because I know there's an end to it and I love it too much to know that it's over.
I know a lot of people who just stop at the second last season because they don't want it to end. And it's because you love these characters so much.
Yeah. Also because the second last season is an almost perfect way to end it also if they'd chosen to stop it there. Keep it coming. We want to know what are the shows or the TV shows, TV series that you think ended really well. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at Skip Intro MY and write us at movies@bfm.my.